Between the chairlifts at Eagle Crest Ski Area, a steep gravel path swoops through the grass and fireweed, ending with a row of small jumps and a sharp turn.
That's the GM right there.
General Manager Dave Scanlon is one of the first riders down the trail. The dreadlocks tucked under his helmet make him easy to spot.
This is kind of the first real kickoff event and getting a bunch of people up to ride the trail, and it is riding really good.
The ski area has recently improved this mountain biking trail. The reopening also serves as a sneak peek into Scanlon's vision for the mountain's future.
We're kind of getting the recipe formulated of what we could do going forward.
Since it opened in the 70s, the ski area has operated at a deficit, depending on the city's budget to make up the difference. Warmer winter weather over the last 5 years isn't helping. One of Scanlon's first priorities when he took over in 2017 was improving snowmaking on the mountain, which he says helped business this past season. Now he's getting serious about generating alternative income for the ski area in the off-season, something Eagle Crest has been trying to do for decades. Last month, Scanlon and the Eagle Crest board announced a $35 million development plan. It has a slew of new summer attractions, topped by an $11 million gondola to bring tourists to the top of the mountain.
The gondola is sort of this keystone attraction.
Charlie Harrington is Eagle Crest's marketing manager.
It helps you get up to the ridge so you can access those panoramic views that go into Stevens Passage and Admiralty Island and Seymour Canal.
Other features include a new summit lodge, a mountain coaster, a ropes course, and a new long-distance zip line. Bruce Garrison is president of the Eagle Crest board. He was also a member of the first ski patrol. He's been around long enough to remember a plan to turn Eagle Crest into a tourist destination back in the 80s, the short-lived bubble chairs. They were bright blue plastic covers on top of regular lift chairs. Garrison said the idea was similar to the gondola, bring tourists to the top of the mountain to enjoy the views.
And it just never was an economically viable alternative. One of the things with the gondola chair compared to the bubble chairs is your feet were hanging out of the bubble chair, so on a nice rainy day, your pant legs and feet got soaking wet.
He's quick to point out that cruise ship tourism numbers then were nowhere near what they are today. These days, Juneau sees more than 1 million tourists each summer. Part of Eagle Crest's pitch is to help lower the burden on visitor-strained attractions like the Mendenhall Glacier. The construction price tag is big, but Scanlon says they've done analysis that shows that the profits would quickly outweigh the costs. It's worked in other places, like Bogus Basin, a nonprofit ski resort outside of Boise, Idaho.
Last summer was their first summer with their adventure park activities all up for operations. Same sort of suite of activities we're talking about.
Bogus Basin says it made more than $1 million in gross revenue last summer. Low estimates for Eagle Crest's new plan show 500 daily visitors spending nearly $7 million total over the course of the summer. Scanlon has been holding community meetings and talking with groups that use the mountain in all seasons. He wants locals to know that free access to the mountain they love will still be a priority.
You know, we're talking about a lot of big changes, and people are always a little apprehensive of change, and rightfully so.
So far, he says the overall response has been cautiously supportive. Brianna Swanson is president of the Juneau Mountain Bike Alliance and runs bike tours that leave from Eagle Crest. She's excited about the plans, but she understands why some locals might worry about accessing their favorite trails.
You know, there's always a few concerns here and there, especially with some diehard skiers and stuff, so I understand that. They want to make sure that the mountain stays for skiing and snowboarding.
Scanlon thinks that everyone will feel more comfortable when they find a way to pay for the expansion that allows the ski area to remain city-owned without burdening taxpayers.
If we could do that, I think would be the ultimate long-term win, because then as the facility grows, we would have control of shaping the user participation numbers and having future profits roll back into more community trails, be it hiking trails or mountain biking trails.
But he says they'll explore all options. That includes private-public partnerships and privatization. They'll be putting out a request for proposals soon. Once they figure out exactly how to pay for it, Scanlon hopes work could begin as soon as next summer. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.